Joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Hello and welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and happy Thanksgiving. We are having, I've got to turn your mics on. We are having a Thanksgiving special today, and we have three very special guests in studio. I'm joined by Joan, who has been, are you still going by Kabaloo, or you had... Okay, because your Facebook name is different.
It's okay.
Okay.
And this is Antonio.
Hi, Antonio. He doesn't have a mic.
He's waving.
And Brooklyn.
Hey, hello. How's it going?
So we're here to have a gratitude special. If you want to get on the air and share what you are grateful for, call 604-822-2487. Brooklyn City, you're like, what did I get myself into today?
He looks worried.
He does. Well, there's two powerful women here in the room.
I got five sisters, so I'm not worried about you two at all.
Oh, really? Okay.
Does he know that we're about to ask him, 21 questions?
I don't know, but I think he's discovered now. Yeah. He brought his nail kit, though. Brooklyn is actually a celebrity manicurist. He works in the film and television industry. But I should actually take a step back and do the station identification and all of that. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Or you might also be listening on CFBX in Kamloops or the Axe Radio Canada in Nova Scotia, because we are now coast to coast. Or you might be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, or EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. We're on a lot of stations now. And again, if you want to get on the air and share what you are grateful for this year or this day, 604-822-2487. Okay, so now we're going to talk about Brooklyn's... you're just starting a new nail salon empire, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that. Can you talk in the mic?
Yeah, I started off in St. Edmunds, Washington, so I go back and forth here. I'm just trying to do something a little bit cool, fun, funky. A lot of music, a lot of just, loads of wine, because I love wine. don't advocate drinking if you're under the age of 19. But, so it's a funky thing, and hopefully breaking into the Vancouver market here pretty soon. So, it's pretty fun. Yeah, I'm loving it.
Cool. And so you have two manicure stations and two pedicure stations, but you're always busy working in film and TV, so you can't be there every day, right?
I cannot be there every day. So I have a few people there who help out, but then I always make it an effort to jump in, hop in there, meet the people, have some fun with them, serve up a lot of wine again, not advocating drinking.
But are you drinking while you're doing nails? Because that could get messy.
It depends on how much you drink. It's an art to...
He's a pro, though. Yeah.
Pro drinker or pro manicurist?
Yeah. It's an art to it. You normally would have a glass as soon as you start polishing. So therefore, by the time you finish polishing, you can probably, shoot the glass on back and you'd be on your way out the door, be happy. But if you got another person after, it might not work too well, so it's always good to have backup.
So he could have the first salon that's got a nail station and a bar station too.
Yeah.
That would be pretty lucrative, don't you think?
That would be great, but
yeah. I'm down.
They I think that'd be nice actually.
Thank you.
Brilliant idea. Absolutely.
I
want to
cut now.
Yeah.
15%.
15% of the bar tab.
Do you know the cost of living here in Vancouver?
Yeah. No, trust me, I do know.
All right. Well, Joan, are you still... I heard you talking to Brooklyn. I had to run to the washroom before the show started. So you're still doing Salsa Babies and Salsa Tops?
Yes.
Remind us what that's all about.
It's a post-natal Latin dance program for moms and babies. So Salsa Babies has the moms, they have their babies in the baby carriers. And then Salsa Tots is for the babies that have outgrown the carriers. So they're toddlers, they're pre-crawlers. So it's a lot of fun. So it's a lot of, it's nursery rhymes with a Latin twist. And we go over Spanish vocabulary. There's dancing and there's singing. Is my mic on?
It's on, but it's like, I don't know, we're having something happening with the microphones here. Community radio, gotta love. That's why you gotta donate during the funding drive so we can get better equipment.
That's a nice segue.
Because my mic, I think it's fixable, but yeah.
So your toddlers, do they get one of those fruit hats like Carmen from Cuba?
No, they have maracas, but you know what? That is a very good idea.
I love bananas.
You just want to cut.
Yeah.
He wants to cut us off.
I retain that 15%.
You want to take that 15%. No, there's no sombreros or anything like that. They have maracas with them. It's parent participation. So when they see that their parents are having fun and being goofballs, then it'll encourage them to do the same. So it's a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yay.
All right. Well, we are here to talk about gratitude today. Mm-hmm. And also, I have this like row of tickets here.
Giveaways.
Seed event. The seed event. We've had a couple of people on the show in recent weeks who are going to be speakers at the seed event on Saturday, October 13th at the Peony Forum. It's an all-day event, and you get to see, I mean, if you have the stamina to stay there for like 12 hours, you can actually see every speaker, which is cool because usually those... Mm-hmm. Those events, you have to choose between a few, and you only get to see a couple. So,
does seed stand for something?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think it's like the seed of, you know, good stuff. But it's seedevent.org, and I think if you want a discount, you can go, you can punch in soul. That's the code.
Okay.
But we do have a couple, 2, 4... Well, 6 tickets, but if I'm going, they said I could take these 2 tickets. So we definitely have 2 pairs of tickets to give away. And I'll decide if I'm going to give away the 3rd one. But you've got to be able to come to UBC to pick them up. So anyway, I will give them away on the show later in the hour. So stay listening. And I'm going to play a song by Surya Devi. This is from her YouTube page. And this is the Grateful Song. Happy Thanksgiving.
Namaste. This is a very special song. The original chorus, I believe, comes direct from source, of course, as does the whole song, as does everything. But through a lovely man named Andrew Luisi, spiritarian.com, the verses were written, as I understand, in about 5 minutes in the car of my dear friend Annalisa Fatini. And then she sent it to me, and I took one look at it, and it turned into a song within about 5-10 minutes. So when things like that happen, you gotta know it's, something magical at play. So we call it the Grateful Song. Just like me, it's easy to see how life is filled with impossibility. Running from fate, looking for an escape is oh so easy. Look around and see. I am with a powerful message upon us. It's hard not to see the signs all around us. How long will it take to wake the true love within us? And it's all we need to rewrite history.
Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or check us out online at citr.ca.
About bikes. Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Oh, welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thank you for being with us today, and happy Thanksgiving. We're joined by Joan and Brooklyn and Antonio in studio. We're going to talk about what we're grateful for. The last time Joan was on the show, we were talking about 365 days of gratitude, which I was doing on Facebook, and then a few other people jumped on the bandwagon, and I've actually finished my 365 days of gratitude. What day are you on, Joan?
I am on 294.
And what were you thankful for today? Something about kids, right?
I was thankful that today is my seventh Thanksgiving with this little man right here.
Aww.
Yeah.
And what are you thankful for on Thanksgiving?
He'll most likely say his toys.
I was going to say clothes.
Clothes. Oh, those are, I noticed that you're wearing a very smart tie today.
Yes, he dressed himself, so I'm thankful that I have a son that can dress himself. Thank you.
And Brooklyn, I think he dressed himself too.
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
He looks
yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
I noticed this when you picked me up at Starbucks today. You have two watches.
Oh, yeah.
Two watches, yes.
So tell us what that represents.
Well, one is an old watch, and one is more of a future watch. So a sort of, you know, philosophically speaking, I go past and future, and in between, I like to maintain myself in the present. So just right here and now.
I know he's deep, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
So which one is the old watch? Okay.
The old early 60s Timex.
Was that handed down?
No, actually, I found it in Goodwill.
Oh, okay.
Totally.
So it was handed down then.
Yeah, somebody.
From somebody.
Yeah. And then you've got the futuristic looking one. It looks like you have to replace the battery on that one, though.
Yeah, no, right? It's kind of weird. It dots and it lights up like.
So you have to take the top off.
Like Tron. Sort of like lights on Tron.
Wow.
And gives me the time, man. Yeah, it works. It's a very good indicator on how intoxicated I might be. Not that I'm advocating drinking.
So before the break, he was talking about wine.
I know. This is the thing. Okay, I don't know how he's going to feel about this, but Brooklyn and I met on Plenty of Fish, didn't we? So we went out a few times, but this boy, he's too wild. He's too much man for me. Oh. I think I couldn't handle him. Because he's very passionate, and you're a bit of a wild child. Am I embarrassing you? I'm sorry, honey.
No, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. I'm okay. I feel that, you know, life is best lived when it's all propensity of death is present, meaning that I'm not trying to kill myself, but I just like to have my heart rate up, you know, to show that I'm alive and I'm enjoying life. You know?
Okay.
You know, that's the best thing. So, you know, whether I'm getting banned from a country, which I have been, unfortunately.
Oh, wow. You tell us, this is what, when I heard this story, I had a dating coach, and I asked the dating coach about this. I was like, I don't know. I think this is too much man for me.
Okay.
So tell us what happened, why you were banned from a country.
A country or many countries?
One country.
One. Okay.
It was a 5-year ban at the time.
A 5-year ban.
I won't say the country, but sadly, I was into base jumping, and I was trying to obtain one of the letters in the acronym of base, which is bridge, antenna, structure, and earth. And I went up to this certain monument. And attempt to give a go, but got tackled by the police. it was like today. It was supposed to be a bit chilly. I think it turned out to be like 23, and I thought it was going to be like 12. And so I had a big coat on. I sort of looked like I was up to no good, but I probably should have totally aborted the whole situation, but. Ego, you know, led me to say, oh, I can get away with it. And I wind up spending, about a week in a very not nice place. Got chewed out. My mom's had to fly over. My best mate had to come over. And,
from
you
where?
Know, I come over from the States. So,
okay.
And my mom works in politics. So she had to come personally over. And best mate, he's an international barrister, had to come over. And, yeah, so brokered a real quiet deal that I couldn't step foot back in the said country for 5 years. And glad to know now that I'm able to go back. And I don't know how they feel if I show up.
So that's what you're thankful for today.
I'm thankful that I can step foot back into another country. That I've been banned from. Yes, I am.
Can we guess what country this is? Or do you
it doesn't sound like he wants to reveal it.
You don't
want to
reveal it.
I don't reveal it.
As soon as you said monument, I started thinking Mount Rushmore, but then you said that your mom came from the States, so never mind.
Well, lucky for you that you have a friend who's a good lawyer and all that, because what if... I mean, if I was there, I'd just... Oh, God, I don't even know. Mind you, I wouldn't be base jumping off anything.
Yeah.
So...
You know, I mean... Yeah, I know, right? I mean, that's been my problem. That's probably been my problem with dating women, actually, because as I remember, I was telling you I was like in the buff skateboarding down the hill. Did I tell you that one?
Doesn't surprise me at all.
What was he doing? What
was he skateboarding down a hill in the buff. He likes to take his clothes off, this guy.
I love how this conversation is in front of a 6-year-old, but it's okay.
Oh, sorry.
Good, yeah. He got earmuffs, son. Earmuffs.
Yeah. It's
so,
okay.
So yeah, so that was it. Was yeah, it was it's fun. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I think the body is to be celebrated, you know, and to be, you know, it shouldn't be. Celebrate it. Just go for it.
And what better way to celebrate it than by skateboarding
in the nude?
Yeah. The only downfall is that if you fall.
Oh,
then
geez.
You might have a bit of an issue. And if you me and you fall, you have an issue. Yeah.
Ow.
I fall all the time in my bike.
There you go.
Yeah, that's why you wear a helmet, right?
Yeah.
And you and you got nice trousers on, too, when you do it, mate.
Of course.
Of course.
Absolutely.
How about you, Marie? What are you thankful for today?
I am thankful for so much. Mm. I am thankful for the music by Saria Debbie that we just played. I love the Grateful song. I'm thankful because I had a bit of a carby weekend. I allowed myself to have carbs this weekend. And normally, I don't get to have Starbucks pumpkin spice syrup in my coffee because it doesn't come in sugar-free and it's really sugary. So today I decided to have some pumpkin spice in my coffee, so I'm thankful for pumpkin spice, of course. I'm thankful that you guys are here. I'm thankful that Brooklyn came to pick me up today. And I am thankful that Antonio is here having so much fun with what is not a Transformer. He's informed me. Apparently, everyone thinks his toy is a Transformer.
It's a Lego Hero.
It's a Lego Hero. What is there a name of this Lego Hero?
I don't know. Sometimes they just call them Bulkhead.
Bulkhead?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Like, he's really strong, but I see him on a movie, but I don't know.
Huh?
It's hard. It's hard to explain.
All right. Well, he looks
fun.
It's hard
to explain to adults.
Yeah, exactly. Adults just don't get the world of, like, the Lego Hero, right?
Exactly.
Have you been to the Lego store at Oak Ridge?
No, don't say it out loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've been to the one at
Aberdeen Center.
Where's Aberdeen?
Richmond.
Oh, okay, yeah. Richmond. It's
and
fun.
Also at I forgot the word now.
That's okay. No worries.
It's funny how you said I don't want to be interviewed. I'm going to be so shy, and then here he is.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, I love that you're talking today because last time you were a bit more shy. So thank you. I'm thankful for that. So what are you guys thankful for? You're thankful you were able to go back into that country. And Joan, what else are you thankful for today?
I am thankful. You know what? It's funny because the other day I was complaining that I had to work overtime again. And then I remembered the gratitude project. So then I put a spin on things. And so I said that I was grateful that I do have, I'm grateful that I'm working overtime because it means that I do have a job. Because, you know, the cost of living, as I said, is very expensive. And there's a lot of people right now that are unemployed.
There are. Yeah. 604-822-2487 if you want to get on the air and share with us what you are grateful for. Something else that I'm grateful for, actually, today on Facebook, I got an email. I'm on the mailing list for all these people, and Sachin Raja, who has been on the show a long, long time ago, sent me an email today, and it was a video he and his wife Suzanne did, and I posted it on Facebook because I really enjoyed it, and we got into a back and forth discussion, and he's going to be on the show on October 29th. Both Sachin and Suzanne Raja are going to be here live in studio on October 29th. So I'm thankful for that. It's going to be lots of fun, and I've had him on the show by himself. So it'll be the first time that I get a chance to speak with his beautiful wife, Suzanne. So I'm really excited about that. Yeah. How about you? What else are you thankful for?
Trying to think. You know, I'm thankful for... I was just going to say something. I had two aunts that passed away last year. So, I'm really missing their physical presence in my life. So I'm thankful to them and to the lessons that they've taught me. And it just makes me realize how lucky I am to know two people that were so hard to say goodbye to. Yeah.
And you, the last time you were here, we played some music by your friend
Randy Ponzio.
Yeah. How are you guys doing? Every time now since you were on the show, I keep hearing his name everywhere, and I believe Surya was friends with him too. I mean, he was really.
I think that's where I know her name from.
Yeah.
We are missing him so much. He played such a huge role in Antonio's life, and actually, we were at. The playground this weekend, and I was pushing him on the swing, and he wanted me to push him harder and harder because he basically wanted me to push him so he could go up to the clouds and say hi to Randy.
Aww.
So I thought that was just a beautiful thing, and that's also something I'm thankful for too, because us as adults, we sometimes get caught up with, you know, first world problems and the world, and children are so uncensored. And I love their views on life. It makes you, you know, really sit down and listen to them and be present with them. So that was a beautiful moment that we had just there.
Wonderful. Well, that's what one of the things that I love about Brooklyn is he's so uncensored. Mm. He's just sitting there all chill. Yep.
Let's hear some more. I want to hear more stories.
What did Antonio whisper to you?
I don't know. What did you just ask me?
I got one more question.
Oh, he has one more question.
Oh, what's your question?
No, I just am noisy crying, Randy. I just want to jump off the swing.
Oh, he wanted to jump off the swing,
too. Oh, I love that feeling when you're, like, flying through the air and then you jump off the swing.
I still do that.
I do, too, but I wait till I'm fairly low to the ground because I'm a little bit clumsy.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't
go
high.
But I like it when I jump high.
You do? Well, you're brave. You're a lot braver than I am. But I've never been good at jumping. Even when I was a kid,
really?
I wasn't very good at it. And I couldn't do cartwheels because I was always scared I was going to, smash my face on the ground. Yeah. Antonio is very disappointed in my lack of cartwheeling abilities. So what is this, this thing he's holding?
Oh.
Are those, handcuffs or ninja something?
It's you can use handcuffs, and he got a robotic arm too.
Uh-huh.
And that's really what it is.
All right. He's very cool. We should take a picture of him and post him on Facebook for everyone to see.
No, I think we should.
The Lego man?
I think he's pretty awesome.
No, you don't think that's good?
You know, one thing he should be thankful for is that his mother took him to Metallica.
What? You got to go to Metallica? You're 7 years old?
6 years old.
That's crazy.
And then his photograph was put on the Live Nation Western Canada website.
Well, yeah, he's got to be the youngest person at the concert.
And then he has a Metallica shirt, which he wants to wear to school every day. So we made a contract that it's on only on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays.
So you have time to wash it?
Yes. And even if I hide it, he'll find it.
Aww. Mm-hmm. So what? How was Metallica? Were they awesome? Yeah.
I saw some blood and guns and...
Wow, blood and guns. That's something to be thankful for.
Yeah, well, you know, some mothers take their kids to see Sesame Street Live. I just, you know, took it up a notch.
Those guys are old, too. I'm surprised that...
I know. It was a killer show. It was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where did you... Who in your life listens to Metallica? Where did you hear Metallica?
I have the Rockabye Baby CD, the Metallica version. So it's a company that does lullaby versions of rock and roll hits.
Oh.
Yeah. So I have the Metallica one.
I know.
So we have that one, and we have the Bob Marley one, and we have the Pink Floyd one, and we have the Beatles one.
Cool.
Yes.
But then they're like lullaby?
Well, they're just versions? A little bit softer, right? And it's edited.
Okay.
So it's good for baby's ears.
Wow.
Not too loud, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
The amazing things
that
you find
out. What was your first concert?
My first concert, gosh, I don't know. I never really went to that many. I used to volunteer with the Vancouver Health Board.
Okay.
For their Condomania campaign.
Okay.
And I got to go to Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Ooh, nice.
And that was way back in the 90s, and the guy threw up on stage. I think he was having, like, a serious drug problem back then. Yeah, it was pretty serious.
Okay. So he just threw up.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
And they continued the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that was, gosh, I don't know how. I was about 16 or 17.
Well, the show must go on.
Exactly. Exactly.
How about you, Brooklyn? First rock concert, first concert?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Did you go naked, too?
No. I think I don't remember my first concert, actually. But it probably was nothing too big. I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, couldn't even, I don't even know who it was.
He's lived life that much that
I've been through a lot of them, so I don't know. Mm. But you know, you talk about you know the thankful thing, and it's thinking like every morning when I wake up, you know, I got this ritual where I take like a real deep breath, so to let me know I'm alive, actually. And then you know, I start the day with a nice, you know, nice kettle. And,
a kettle? Like
yeah.
What, tea?
Yeah.
Is that the English expression? A kettle?
Just a kettle.
A nice kettle.
And, I go. I mean, so that's just how I, you know, I try to, you know, I always try to live, like, you know, every day, like, just to enjoy it, you know, and having that real deep breath when I wake up in the morning is like, okay, let's rock and roll, you know, not who I can, like, take off today, but... Just get out and just enjoy it, you know, have some fun, you know, nice.
Cool.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to wake up tomorrow and go, let's rock and roll.
Yeah, you know, it's always a mental thing. You just get up in the morning and say,
yeah.
Oh, deep breath, and then do a little bit of yoga. Like, I was doing some yoga, and I realized I quickly learned I am not that flexible. And reason being that when I was going from cobra to downward dog, my legs started to shake, and then when I tried to do the crow, I managed to tilt over and whack my skull on the ground.
Ouch.
Which prompted me to like roll up the mat and say goodbye to everybody in class. It was I won't hit my head on the ground again, that's for sure.
So this was your first class?
No, I've done it before.
Oh, you've done it before.
Doing hot yoga like every morning, right?
I want to get flexible. I mean, the problem is that when you grow up boxing, like I've done, you sort of have these shoulders that just won't sit down. They're always up near your ears. So you always look like some thug that you're about to scrap with someone. And I'm trying to loosen them down a bit and, like, you know, gain a little more posture. But this is so hard. I mean, yoga, people, is hard. Don't let it fool you. Not to discourage you, I say go for it, but it's hard. Take it from me.
So what else? Okay, I want to put out the number again, 604-822-2487. If you want to get on the air and tell us what you are grateful for. I'm also going to be giving out some tickets towards the end of the show to the Seed event. That is seedevent.org. And if you want to get tickets, you want to get a discount, just punch in the coupon code SOUL. And I believe it's a 20% discount. But I do have two pairs of tickets here. And that is for Saturday, October 13th at the PNE Forum here in Vancouver. So keep listening for the cue to call for that. But in the meantime, if you want to get on the air, 604-822-2487. We're just... Antonio's being adorable.
He's knocking it back.
Yeah. He's got his apple juice. Oh, no. He said that look on his face.
He had a chaser, people. So... That's what
there's happened. A recurring theme to
that's
that.
The, that's when six-year-olds go to Metallica concert. They have chasers.
Why do you think that?
All right, well, it is time for a break. We'll be back with more Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul in just a moment.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with radio-ness? I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on. What about
Jay, and
Mark, and
Jason,
the Bear, all those guys? Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise at vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Canadian Thanksgiving to you. We are talking about gratitude and all of the things that we are grateful for today. And I'm thinking that people are like out of town or feeling shy because they don't want to call in and tell us what they're grateful for. But I'm joined in studio by Joan and her gorgeous son, Antonio, as well. As well as Brooklyn, who is a celebrity manicurist slash base jumper extraordinaire slash nude skateboarder. and so what else are you thankful for today, Brooklyn?
Oh, thankful for, you know, being able to give a go, you know, have some fun. No, I remember I was running, I was jogging around a track. And I was jogging around a track and I got tired, and so I went to sit down, and then lo and behold, there was this guy. He comes running with like one prosthetic leg, and he looks at me and he said, "Oh, you tired?" I said, "Oh God, I cannot let you beat me, mate. I can't." So I had to get up and continue to run, but it just made me think like, wow, you know, I got my two legs. What's wrong with me? Why am I even, you know, I see people who's like so depressed at times, and it's like you take note of what you have and what others don't have. And I've been quite lucky, you know. I mean, great parents, you know, had a sort of dichotomy of life, you know, from having, you know, money to being a place where we didn't have a lot of money. And, you know, you just realize that you have something that's great, and you should like live it and share it, you know. I'm big about charity. Remember the photo of me in the pink onesie?
Yes.
That I've done for breast cancer.
The pink onesie.
Yeah. It's the famous pink onesie.
Pink onesie photo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I need to see that.
You do, yeah. You guys need to be friends because I was sending you pictures and they wouldn't come up in your email because of his privacy settings.
Was it of the pink onesie?
No, I didn't send you the pink onesie. Okay. No, I only sent...
What is a pink onesie?
It's like, they're like big pink pajamas.
Yeah, definitely. It's for breast cancer. So our ward is gigantic pink onesie and did nails in pink.
Uh-huh.
And raised about almost $2,000 for breast cancer, which was fun. You know, it took quite a bit photos in this gigantic pink onesie, and it was a big hit. So I think I'm gonna do it again this year. Actually,
cool. Actually, a couple of my friends. Well, my friend and his mom just did the run for the cure the other day, like last Sunday.
Yeah,
not yesterday, but the
and
Sunday
how was
before.
That?
Good. It was super busy. Yeah, there were tons and tons of people. Really good event. Yeah.
So, Mr. Celebrity Manicurist, can you name drop some celebrities, please?
Oh, God.
And then,
I have one thing. My motto is I never polish and tail.
Oh.
Because,
just give us
you tell me, get like, here, let me see. Let me pull up.
Well, he's done my nails.
One.
Yep.
If that counts.
You are a celebrity. You are a celebrity. And you'll get to do mine.
Maybe I can pull something up here.
What else are you thankful for, Antonio? He just threw me a pup. Am I supposed to guess who this person is?
No.
Let's see.
Yeah. This looks like the guy from the first, from Save the Last Dance. Am I wrong?
I don't know who that guy is.
I think you're right.
Oh, really?
You don't even know who this is.
Yeah, I know who it is. I'm trying to think if I remember the movie.
Oh, okay.
But I could tell you more notably is the main character from Antoine Fisher.
You look like a celebrity here, too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Antoine Fisher. Derek Lucas?
Derek Luke.
Okay.
He does a lot of... He does film and TV nails.
I do his nails. It was a charity event.
Okay. So he got his nails done for a charity event.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty good.
Cool.
Well, that's very brave of a man to have his nails done for a charity event.
Well, you know, the place on West Broadway where I get my nails done, there's men that come in.
Yeah.
And they're proud.
For, like, to get their nails buffed. They don't get them done pink like mine or
for
anything.
For a pedicure, too.
Oh, I love pedicures.
Yeah.
Do you have scissors?
Man, not to lie.
And they hate to admit it, but I can tell that they do like it.
I don't know why. Fellas, don't hate pedicures. Don't hate them. Your lady will love you. Nice, smooth feet, and it just feels so good.
It does, yeah. We do like pedicured feet.
Really?
Not with pink pedicure, though. Just natural.
Pink.
I can see you doing the glitter all the way.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but not for a guy.
Oh, for a guy. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could. I mean, so if that's how you roll, that's all good too. But Brooklyn did my nails one night. I had all pink sparkles, and he made me take them off. I had just done them, and he's like, "No, that's not good enough. We need something more bold." And you put that like metallic silver with the magnet stuff in it.
Oh yeah, the magnet. Oh, it was lovely too.
It did look really cool.
It was rock and roll.
Yeah. All right, so 604-822-2487, if you want to get on the air and tell us what you're thankful for. We have just like 15 minutes left in the show, so we're going to play a song by Joan's friend, Randy Ponzio. This is Phantom of Smiles here on Synchronicity. Thank you. That was Randy Ponzio here on Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, Marie. Thanks so much for being with us today on this lovely Thanksgiving. Mm. Is Thanksgiving? I thought it was yesterday, but is today Thanksgiving? I thought it was Sunday.
Let's say Thanksgiving weekend. Okay. Because I know some people had their dinners yesterday so they could rest for today. Mm-hmm. But we are having ours today. So
okay.
It doesn't matter.
Well, anyway, it's Thanksgiving-ish. Mm. Thanksgiving today, yesterday, mm-hmm. whenever you celebrate it. And we're talking about what we are thankful for today. And we have just a few minutes left in the show. We're probably going to play one more song so we have a chance to give those tickets away to the Seed event, which is a Antonio wants to go. He put his hands out. He's so cute. So before we wrap up the show, let's talk a little bit more now about the 365 days of gratitude.
Yes.
Because I was doing 365 days of gratitude and then I finished the whole year, which when I did, everybody was like, oh my God, I'm so amazed that you finished the whole year. I guess people are not very good at finishing what they started.
I think it's because
it's for 365 days, right? And so how long does it usually take for a habit to build?
Like, what is it, 28 days? 21 days, something like that. But yeah. I mean, I didn't go every single day. Mm-hmm. You can look at these.
I might be off. I might, because I know that I think I'm off by a day or two, but I don't have time to really think about it.
Yeah.
But it's not really a chore or something that I feel like I have to do, like an obligation. Mm-hmm. It's just a way of life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think when I do finish, that I'll continue anyway. And it's nice that I've had friends that have, you know, gone and done the same thing. My friend Matthew Lennox is, I'm not sure what day he's on right now, but he stopped for a bit and then he started it up again with the intention of doing it every day because mm-hmm. he didn't like how he had missed a couple of days and then he would just, you know, go on from where he had left off. So he started it all over again. So that's awesome.
Wow. Well, the way I would do it is I would only count the days that I did, but if I missed a day or two, then I would pick up where I left off. Because the thing is with Facebook, like, if you have to log on, that was the only thing that I had a problem with, is if I wanted a break from technology,
right,
I would be missing out on my days of gratitude. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been counting each day anymore. Like, I'm still doing gratitude, mm-hmm. but I haven't been posting it every single day because mm-hmm. I don't have that, like, daily count.
Right.
So there's sort of benefit to having to count it and be accountable to the people, to your audience.
Right.
The only thing for me was that I couldn't just tweet from my phone or Facebook from my phone because I'd have to go back and figure out what day I was on. Maybe if I'd written it on my calendar at home.
That's a good idea.
That would have been easier. And then I wouldn't have had to log on to my computer. I could have just done it from my cell phone.
Mm-hmm. To those that have started it, to my friends that have started it, I've always just say, do whatever is the easiest for you, because it's not supposed to be, it's not supposed to make you stressed, right? So I have a cousin who felt that 365 days was too much, was too big of a number, so she started off with 30 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's always good, too. And I don't... Sorry, go
ahead. No, okay, you know, I just want to say that people out there in radio land, when you listen to these ladies talk, and they got really silky, smooth voices. Like, you just want to go to, you just want to lay down and go to sleep, like, grab your teddy bear.
Aww.
What you do, you'd be thankful that you hear these voices and your lady or whoever's next to you, give them a big squeeze, because the voices are so sweet and delicate, and, you know, it's like, yes, I would do that. Yes, I am your servant.
Ooh, yeah, oh, I like this.
Okay, carry on.
This is like hypnotism or something.
See, this is why I wanted you to meet Brooklyn, because I didn't. You guys were the ones who started talking about, he commented on your pictures,
yes,
on how gorgeous you are in your pictures on Facebook.
I said
she's very cute, but then what I was saying, I was like, oh, she's so cute, but then I was looking at her, I said, oh, God, she's so tiny. That's what I was saying to Marie. I said, she's so tiny.
Yes.
You know, little, and then she in person.
Petite.
Yeah, petite. Okay. In person, she's like, I can, like, put her on my shoulder, like, wear her as a watch on my arm.
Oh, my God, it's so your third watch. Oh. And we're done with that.
All right.
Thank you.
So anyway, well, I was just saying, it's so rare to find, because you're definitely, like, full of testosterone. You're definitely a very masculine man.
I don't think so.
And yet,
no,
you don't think so?
No. It's a manicurist.
I'm a manicurist.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, base jumping, nude
two
skateboarding.
Watches. He puts the kettle on in the morning.
There you go. But yes, he's sensitive too, right? I feel like it's rare.
He's also a chameleon of accents.
I like long walks on the beach, picnics.
He had a
by
different
sunset.
Agenda when he came here. You know that?
What was his agenda?
I don't know.
Long walks.
He's looking for a long walks partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like, you know, picnics by the moonlight.
Picnics by the moonlight.
I'm a Libra.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we're going to have time to play a song, so I think we should just talk about for the last couple of minutes. I want to put out the cue to call 604-822-2487 for those tickets once we say goodbye. Because I don't have time to answer the phone while we're on the air. But once we say goodbye, I have, what was it, two pairs of tickets? Yeah. Two pairs of tickets to give away to some lucky listeners to the Seed event, which if you want to get tickets for that, seedevent.org. You're so funny, Antonio. Saturday, October 13th, 2012. Oh, that's this year. The PME Forum, that starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you will have to come here to the UBC campus to pick those up during business hours sometime this week, because the event is on Saturday, and I'll slide them under the station manager's door so she can give them to you. So that's 604-822-2487. Once we say goodbye, we have just a couple minutes left in the show. So what do you guys want to leave listeners with for the rest of Thanksgiving? And Antonio wants to say something. What do you want to say, honey?
What do you want to say?
Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah?
Oh man, so hard to say it out loud.
It is?
Yes.
But try.
Oh man.
We don't have a lot of time. 5 more minutes.
Straight no chaser. Say it straight no chaser.
Wait, it's coming.
It's coming? Is it coming soon?
It's food.
It's food. You're thankful for food. Food. Ooh, are you going to have a big Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, we're just going to bacon.
Bacon. I love bacon too.
I'm thankful for bacon, yes. I think that, you know, my last thought would be eat a lot of food if you're able to. Gain a few pounds, 2 or 3 or 5, and just sit down on the sofa and just...
Drink wine.
Yeah, drink wine.
I knew that's where it was going.
And if you have...
If you have
a six-year-old who attended Metallica concerts... Make sure he has a chaser, because apparently you need a chaser, eh, mate? Yeah?
No.
Yeah, okay.
I love how he learned that word today.
Oh, yeah, that's great. He'll be, like, talking at school about chasers, and this teacher's going to be like...
Chaser, Miss Blakeway.
What's going on? Why is he talking about chasers?
I learned it on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, you slapped me real hard. Oh,
all right, well, it's time to wrap up the show, because Chris Horrific is right behind us.
I can't follow this. How can I follow this? Poor kid hit himself in the head with headphones. I can't follow that. I'm going home. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us today. 604-822-2487. If you want a chance to win a pair of those tickets to the Seed event on October 13th at the PNE Forum, be well. Thank you so much for being with us today. Happy Thanksgiving. I love you so much. Namaste.
I knew I had a problem, but I didn't know what to do about it.
I tried counting calories, I took pills,
eating and eating, and then more eating.
I really wanted to stop, but nothing could make me stop.
At one point, it was so bad that I just felt like giving up.
I felt so alone.
Like nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. People who want to stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
Overeaters Anonymous, help me get my life back.
Now I eat in a way that's healthy and good for me.
I never realized what I was missing out on.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at oa.org.
What is the purpose of life? Why are you here? Come discuss the answers at Islam Awareness Week. The Muslim Students Association will be hosting a keynote event on Thursday, September 27th, and we'll have a booth in the sub from September 24th to 28th.
Hey there. My name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping